Aleph Chanukah, Kof Hei Kislev, Monday the 7th of December, Rabbi Zacharia Sprung, Chanukah Torah and Bikurim, the common denominator.
Thank you very much. Point of departure for the shir today will be the famous Briskerov. Yishayah Grizi, that we don't believe necessarily the Torah came from Har Grizim. We'll start with Yishayah Griz. The Gemara says in Shabbos that there were three levels that the Chazal were misaken, mitzvahs ner Chanukah, ner Yishu Beisoy, Tanah Rabbanan ner Yishu Beisoy. Afterwards we have another din of Mahadrin, El Kolechot V'yechot, and then we have Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, Keneged Yom HaYoytzim, Keneged Yom HaNichnosim. So the Brisker Rav brings down Beis Halevi a question that we don't see insofar as other mitzvahs that the Torah is concerned, levels in Heder mitzvah. The assumption of Moran HaGriz is that the Lashon of the Brice Mahadrin, or Mahadrin, Mena Mahadrin, is Heder mitzvah, which is derived from the Pasuk Zekeve V'Anveyu, Hasnoi Lefon of B'mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael reached a very, very high level, dizzying heights, insofar as the love of the Kaddish Baruch was concerned during Kriyas Yamsuf, and they undertook themselves, Zekei Divyanveyu, we will adore the Kaddish Baruch Hu, embellish all mitzvahs as a Gilui Avo V'chiba we have to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That is why basically there's no bracha on Hidur Mitzvah, because always by Hidur Mitzvah, since it was undertaking of Klal Yisrael, so it does not really apply the word Vitzivon. But the Rabbanon made Takonis, they made Din in the Rabbanon, so that's Vitzivon. However, a type of obligation, a personal obligation that Klal Yisrael undertook, there's no bracha for Hidur Mitzvah, even though Maran HaGriz and other Achroinim ask all many questions, but basically there was no question whatsoever. It's not Vitzivon. So, of course, the question is, we don't see by Sukkah, by Lulav, by other mitzvahs, Dargis, insofar as Heder mitzvah is concerned. So why is Chanukah unique? Why is it singled out? Why is there a focus of Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, by mitzvahs ner Chanukah? So we would expect certain type of answers. Everybody, when he hears the question, automatically, I'm sure everybody here would volunteer a very good answer. It would be an excellent answer. I'm quite confident about that. However, Maran HaGriz, of course, is a Sefer of Chidushim. So he said that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael were Maran, an unbelievable question. However, we pass in Halacha L'maisa, the Gemara in Bavli Kama, Daf Tes, Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'Mitzvah. Machlokes HaRishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, other Rishonim. We'll go with the Shitas HaRishonim that says B'Domim. No, you have an esrog you get for $100, and you have another esrog you get for $120, $125. Correct, because as Americans, we still believe in the currency of the dollar, and not necessarily because in America, on the dollar bill, it's written in God we trust, because that also needs an explanation. No question about it, in God we trust applies to all the Americans. However, they did not define what God is, and the time I was there in America, so I noticed that the dollar bill itself is God. So it's not such a geschmacke saying to say, but that's the way I was already trained to think dollar bills. So you have to pay up to $133, no more shlish b'mitzvah. So the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael were Moira, Maran HaGriz, unbelievable question. How can you have Mahadrin, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin? Lefi his understanding that it's together Hidur Mitzvah, Zekevi Vanveyu, impossible. Why? Because Mahadrin, let's say you have a Balabayas, one person, he lights one candle the first night, and now he has 10 children. So 10 times the Iker Mitzvah is much more than Shlish B'Mitzvah. That's the question of Maran HaGriz that the Rabbanim Eretz Yisrael Moirim. So if so, we have a very difficult question. If the underlying havon, in other words, it's some sort of axiom that Maran HaGriz had that it's Hidur Mitzvah. If so, it's always going to be more than a shlish. Anybody would suggest an answer to such a question? We always prefer to have a dialogue, not a monologue.
If the initial If the initial takon of Chazal was the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, then that's the benchmark, that's the basic, that's the basis, and then the Hiddur would be on top of that.
Oh, very good. But the question is, if the whole takon was no more midin, zekeiliv yan veyu, so it's like the Chatzan Sofer says many times, kushil elokeinu, kushil rabbon, and how they made such a takon. A very, very good suggestion, and Mirat Hashem, we shall continue with that. Anyway, so Maran HaGris said an unbelievable yisod, that it's worse than Kol HaTorah Kula. Le'olam, there's no difference between the Iker Takon of Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah's Ner Ishu Beisoy. Iker Mitzvah is Ish Neru Beisoy. Mahadrin, Mahadrin and a Mahadrin is Mishiroitze. It's a Rishus and it's not a Chiyuv. Said Maran HaGris, clear Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a Mitzvah Saseh. Bifnei Atzmo, that's been a Torah, the Risofer makes a difference, but there's a mitzvah, Bifnei Atzmo, a separate independent mitzvah, to adorn a mitzvah, to embellish a mitzvah. So therefore, if you have a lulav, dalet minim, you make an agad. When you made an agad on that mitzvah, lulav, you embellish the lulav, so you're mekayim zekeli v'anveyu. It's a separate independent mitzvah unto itself. Chanukah is the same thing. And so far as the ikar mitzvah of Ner Ishu Beisoy is concerned, that mitzvah, if you can embellish it by fancier oil, nicer candles, etc., so that applies equally to mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, that Maran HaGris assumes the Iker mitzvah is Ner Ishu Beisoy. It says Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mahadrin. So the Brisker Rav said something which we, Bashkafa Rishon, at first glance, would say it's inconceivable, incomprehensible, and irrational. That Mahadrin and Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, is a Rishus Ba'alma. Why can it not be a Choyva? Because it contradicts the Klolim of Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah, Shlish B'domim, according to those Paiskim. So Maran HaGris writes numerous times, Misharotza, Rishus, Rishus, Rishus. So it's Migra Gora, then Zekei Vanveyum, Kolo Torah Kula. That is the Torah of Maran HaGris. I was once, many years ago, during Chanukah, I was on the Mahadrin bus to Bnei Brak. Now, Mahadrin bus to Bnei Brak, the men sit up front, right, and the women sit in the back. So I happened to sit next to my wife. I had to discuss something with her on Mahadrin. And, Baruch Hashem, the Brisker Rav said, Iker Mitzvah, as we mentioned before. So a Hasidic Shiit, I happen to be a Hasidic Shiit myself, came over to me and said, Die weiß nicht, dass dus is Mahadrin? What's with you? So I said, Ich weiß ja, aber ich halte es, but now ishu beisoy. Thus, the Fidek is a Diker HaMitzvah. Mahadrin, Mahadrin is only a Rishus Ba'alma. As we said before, this is inconceivable. First of all, the Brisker Rav should have brought down the Mechaber. After all, the biggest person in the world was the Mechaber. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, insofar as the Choyva is concerned, is Mahadrin mena Mahadrin. Skip Ner Ishu Beisoy, skip Mahadrin mena Mahadrin. He says, that's the Ikara Mitzvah. Maron of Shach and Avi Ezri has a Tmi on the Shulchan Aruch. Why did he not bring the Brisa Kitzurasa? But okay, Rav Shach has a question, a lot of questions. But the Mechaber Becholzois, Mishnah Berurah, Chazanish said that Doshteit in Mechaber, Ikara Mitzvah is Mahadrin mena Mahadrin. We have questions, but that's the halacha. Moron Rabbi Kiveiger in Madura Tinyona brings down Elio Rabba, a Pesach of over 350 years ago, that asked a simple question, and Rabbi Kiveiger happens to agree with that. What happens if somebody made a mistake? As Fatumult, it's the seventh day of Chanukah, and he only lit six candles. Afterwards, he remembered the seventh day of Chanukah, and he now lights a Ner Noisaf, the seventh. Does he have to make a bracha? Does he not have to make a bracha? Said the Elio Rab, of course he has to make a bracha. Which bracha does he have to make? Two. Lahad l'knei shal Chanukah in Chosan Nisim l'Aviseinu. So if we were to ask ourselves a question, is it possible, is it conceivable for Zekevi v'Anveyu to express itself in the seventh candle? In other words, the seventh candle that he's going to light, Neged Yomim HaYoytzim, is no more than Midin Zekevi v'Anveyu, Midin Hidur Mitzvah. Anybody ever heard on the Hidur Mitzvah, you make the Iker Brachas, Lahadlik? If there would be a Bracha, it would be Asher Kedishon, Zubat Sivanu, Lahadlik as a Mitzvah, or Zekei Vivian Veyu, that would be the formulation of the Bracha. But to make the Hadlik and Shosanisim. So Al-Kark, we have to come to the conclusion, a normative conclusion, clear Torah thinking, that what is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? There's three levels of mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. You have one mitzvah that the Braisa formulated, the Rishu Beisai, then you have Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, and then afterwards you have Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. In other words, three levels of the mitzvah. When somebody lights the seventh candle, Lefi De'Elio Rabba, it's like he's lighting the first candle. There's no nafkamina between the Ner Rishon and the Ner Shvi. Why? Because the Chalois Shem Ner Chanukah is Chal on all seven Neris.
You don't need such a complicated fall. You can just say the fact that the other Pnei Beisai make brachas is a ride that the Mahadrim is a Chiev. You don't need the Beisai that, for any forgot.
On that, the Biskarov said an answer. Biskarov brings that down and he says an answer on that. He said, they don't want to be Yoitzai, Rabbi Kivega already said it's not a ride from that case, because the only, right, Rabbi Kivega learned that when the Pnei Beisai make a bracha for Mahadrim is only when they have a kavana not to be Yoitzai, the brachas of the. But that's what Ricky Baker said. In other words, you could be doy for that. It's a little bit difficult, but you could theoretically be doy. But this is difficult to be doy for. The Ar Sameach said an unbelievable thing. Ar Sameach learned every word of the Rambam, like the Chaim learned, and he told us an unbelievable thing. The Rambam, famous Rambam, says, Mitzvah Snechanaka, Mitzvah Chaviva, Hi Adma Oy. Lefichoch Odom Tzorch Lihi Zohel, Lohoidia Hanes, and he's mechuyev to be meicher ksusoy mechader al apsachim liknois. Unbelievable. Shemen v'neirois. He has to buy shemen v'neirois. So the Magid Mishnah already said we don't have any other mitzvah like this except by Dalit Kaisais. In Kolotei Rikula, the Ptur of Oynes Rachmana Patre, I don't have any money to buy, let's say, a lulav, I don't have any money to buy a shofar, so I'm not mechuyev to sell my clothes, no way, I'm not mechuyev to mechazer al apsachim in order to get money, and buy the chefet shel mitzvah. Dalit Kaisis is different, and their Chanukah is different. So the Ar Sameach said a tremendous deal. For those of us that like Ivritaych, why does it say Nei Rois? It should say Ner. Says the Ar Sameach that the din of Mechazer al Apsachim, Moicher Ksusai, is in order to get money to buy not only the Iker Mitzvah Ner Rishu Beisai, but also Heder Mitzvah. In other words, if it's the seventh night and a person does not have enough money to buy seven Neirais, he's Mechuyev to sell his Bekeshe, even if he has a Shtreimel, he has to sell it. Chasidus Sheyit will be without a Bekeshe Shtreimel for Shabbos, nonetheless he has to do that, in order to have enough money to purchase all seven Neiros. So if it would be according to the Briskerov, Bedas HaRambam, that it would be a Rishus Ba'alma, Lo Shamanu Mo'oilam, doesn't make any sense that he's Mechuyiv to sell, right, so to speak, his clothes, Mechazer Al Apsachim, denigrate himself in order to realize the money that's needed for Hidur Mitzvah, Al Karchoch. It's like Elio Rabbah said, and Rabbi Kivager and the Mechabel, it's a chiyuv gomor. We don't have that much time, but we'd just like to say a few mishalim. In other words, we could ask ourselves a question exactly what the meaning of this is, and if we have enough time, we'll try to explain it. Basically speaking, it's like we heard a moment ago that this is the accurate answer. If I said chas v'shalom, it might not be the answer, so for now I regret it, and I confess that you were absolutely correct. The answer is that there's three dargos in pursuing nisa. Each one is a choiva bifnei asma. Three levels of being mefarsim es hanes. Begeder choiva, not begeder rishus, like we saw until now. If we ask ourselves, are there any type of illustrations that we see that one mitzvah has different facets, different levels to the mitzvah? Yeah. So the Ar Sameach says, and by the way, there was a mistake over here, it's my fault, we're in the same Talmud Torah, not Torah. Talmud Torah, right, there's an Ar Sameach as long as the Godos, page after page after page. So the Ar Sameach said it's Klal Godol V'Noira, the mitzvah Talmud Torah is a mitzvah that is relative to the Koyach Ha'odom. We have different types of people in Klal Yisrael. We have people that Baruch Hashem are second Einsteins, and we have people that unfortunately are not on that level. We have people that, Baruch Hashem, have money and they have time to learn Torah. We have other types of people that have an emotional attachment to Torah. Other people that are indifferent to Torah. We have all types of people in Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we're very heterogeneous. Everybody's different. Moshe and Parzufayim Shavuos, Kachen Deyosayim Shavuos, not only Deyosayim Shavuos, or Sameach is Maruch in emotion and in mentality and the circumstances and conditions. Everybody is unique and everybody is different. Said the great Ar Sameach, and he was Miyashed the entire Shas insofar as the contradictions in Talmud Torah is concerned. So the Ar Sameach came to a normative conclusion that Talmud Torah depends on the level of the person. Lefi mashehu odom. If he was blessed with tremendous intellect, I personally don't believe in this intellect insofar as Torah is concerned, because Meiri v'Rabbi Reb Nochem Pratzovich, Rosh Yeshiva Smir, once told me, there was a person that I knew very well, Reb Chaim Kamil, who was a goyin, who called the Torah Kula Baal Peh, and somebody told me that he was in Slabotka, he was the slowest Talmud in Slabotka. And all of a sudden he became a goyin. So I asked the Rosh Yeshiva, Zechat Tzadik V'Kodesh Levachar, Meiri Rabbi, how is it possible somebody who was 17, 18, 19, took him an hour and a half to go through a Gemara Rashi where everybody else took 10 minutes. How was it that it became a ilui otzum a gana go'enim? So he said, Torah does not go with intellectual talents. It goes with rotzoin and asmoda. Mit asmoda und mit ashtauke will ken werden de greste ilui shemeilo. And he didn't say a zweite Einstein. He said, Einstein. So, this is Ar Sameach just means it's in order to make Lithabaras Oizen. Where there's a will, there's a hasmada, everybody can become like the Chazon Ish. To make a long story short, so the Ar Sameach says, a person that has all the means, intellectually, time, economically, so he's mechuyev in vehogisa b'yom v'layla, a chiyev gomer. Total obligation. Somebody, unfortunately, that has to work hard for a living, a working man, not blessed ki'ilu with great intellectual faculties, capabilities, and abilities of modern nomenclature of psychology. So he's mechuyev no more in kriya shema chakras v'arvis. So what does the Gemara say in Menachos? Somebody who says kriya shema chakras v'arvis yotzo yedei chayvas talmud Torah in v'hogisim v'yamam v'layno. How's that possible? V'hogisim v'yamam v'layno means learn day and night. So the whole mitzvah depends on the fi mashuhu odom. We have, so unbelievable. And that's a chiyuv gomer. Somebody who was, right, we know what Ari HaKadosh said, the Talmidei Chachamim, that were able to devote themselves to Talmud Torah. So we're not going to ask them, kovata itim la Torah. We're going to ask them, right, Leon, what? V'hagisa b'yom v'layla, not kriya shema shachris v'yarvis, because they were mechuyiv on that level. So even the Gemara, when it says kavatim l'toira, is also relative, said the Ari HaKadosh. Depends who we're speaking about. By Bikurim, we have the same thing. By Bikurim, we have interesante chaloy shem Bikurim, insofar as everything is concerned. What do we see over here by Bikurim? We see by Bikurim very interesting stuff. We have Iker Bikurim, Toisefes Bikurim, and Iter Bikurim. Person mechuyev to be mafresh a certain amount for bikurim. The minimum, if he's moisif minoi, more te'enim, more anovim, so that has a chalois shem bikurim. It's called teisves bikurim. What if he makes min be'enoi minoi? It's not from the Zion minim, but he decides to adorn the mitzvah itur bikurim when he brings the bikurim to Yerushalayim, so that has a shem bikurim osr lechoil betumah, Chayiv lechol betayra, and it has the same dinim as tnufos insofar as the ikur bikurim is concerned. So we see many times we have different levels of a mitzvah. Rashi never said mahadrin means hidur mitzvah. Rashi says, what's mahadrin? Mechazrim achaya mitzvah. You have certain people, we know today, have certain individuals that they love to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the defilu or rechimu, and their mechazer achra mitzvah. They do mitzvahs mamish behidur. No one is a greater example than Maran Agriz. The Bris Rav, when he came to a dalit minim, to a esrig, we see the efforts that he went to make sure that he had, right, the very, very beautiful esrig. I mean, his son told me, Reb Beryl, that he learned in Brisk, and it was the middle of Elul, and the Bris Rav sent him a telegram, it was in learning in the Mir, come home right away, middle of Elul, Esroigim came to Brisk. So So we see that we have many, many people that are mechazer achra mitzvahs. Their whole life is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs. Says Rashi, do you know what the word mahadrin means? Mahadrin refers to a certain individual. It's an Odom. It's an Erech HaOdom. What is the Erech HaOdom? That he is mechazer achra mitzvahs. He wants to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs. So he's mechuyiv in mahadrin. Somebody who's on a higher level, Erech HaOdom is managed just to do the best possible mitzvah Shebo'ilom. So he's mechuyiv, even according to the Rambam, that is only one hadlaku. We all know the machleg is the Ramah and the Rambam, but the Lechur, the Ramah doesn't have a source. The Ramah says it's his source is the Rambam, but the Rambam says there's only one hadlaku. The Balabayas is madlik, one hadlaku. If it's mahadrin, mina mahadrin. So he lights, connected Yom Mayoitzim, and connected the people in his house. In other words, he might light 80 candles the last night. So there's one hadlaka. Says the Mechaber, like the Rambam, there's one Ma'is hadlaka, not like we do. Right? The Galia Masechta says there's no source for the Ramah in the Rambam, so it could be that which we do, Mahadrin, unless we have a Mekivegas Eitzah, that we're not Mizgamim Yoitzah Tzazayin, or Mahadrin Minamim, right? So it would be a Brochel of Atola. The Galia Masechta was not a Svardisha. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin. He was a David Nevardike. Reb Ovadia Yodua wrote at least six times that what Ashkenazim do is a bracha levatola. So the eighth is, of course, not like Rabbi Kivega said, not to be a scavenger to be a said. But we won't get into that. So Rashi told us a different approach. Rashi says it's called Mechazrin al Hamitzvahs. Now, we'd just like to explain exactly, this is a big chiddush, but we're going to say the Lashon of Tosfos in the few moments that we have left. What exactly is Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah? Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, it would appear, is a Choyvas Gavra, and not a Choyvas Habayas. Why? Because we have a very, very interesting Tosfos. Everybody knows, we spoke about it a few years ago, that there's Birchas HaRoyeh. If somebody is not going to be Madlik, nobody's Madlik on his behalf. So the first Ner Chanukah that he sees is Mechuy to make a Birchas HaRoyeh, Shosin Yitzin Lavisenu, first night, Shechiyonah. So Tosfos asks the question, why is it that by Birchas HaRoyeh, we only find that it applies to Ner Chanukah? What if somebody doesn't have a sukkah? Okay, he doesn't have a sukkah. He sees somebody else's sukkah. So, why did Chazal not misakim, since he's not involved in the actual performance of the mitzvah? Birchas HaRoyeh makes some sort of bracha. We could say Shosu Nisan Lavei Seinu, because after all, sukkah is a zechel Anan Nekoved. It reminds us of Anan Nekoved. Therefore, it would apply theoretically to make a bracha of Shosu Nisan Lavei Seinu, which we call Birchas HaRoyeh. So Tosfos says three answers. First two answers are difficult. First answer we spoke about a number of years ago, Shiny Ner Chanukah, because it's Chavivas HaNes. Great Ness, everybody loved the Ness of Chanukah. So the Netziv already said, and nobody liked the Ness of Anan Nekoved. Anan Nekoved protected Klal Yisrael 40 years. That was not Chavivas HaNes. It was much more than Pach HaShemet. So we spoke about that on other occasions. Second answer, which we didn't speak about, is a very interesting answer. Tosfos says, Yesh Kama Bnei Yodom She'ein Lohem Botim, Ve'ein Biyodom Lekayem Es HaMitzvah. So Tosfos asks on that second answer, Ay, mezuzah yoichiyach. The same people that don't have homes in order to perform mitzvahs Ner Chanukah also don't have homes to make mitzvahs mezuzah. So if somebody's living on a boat, he's living in a tzrif, so if he sees a mezuzah, why should he not say, right, an appropriate bracha? It wouldn't be shosanisim, obviously. So that's a question on Tosfos. But if we look at the answer that Tosfos said, we see there's a svas yeser. Tosfos says, yesh kama b'nei yodom, she'ein lohem botim, ve'ein biyodom likayem es ha-mitzvah. Tosfos could have just said, yesh kama b'nei yodom, she'ein lohem botim. What's the words? Ve'ein biyodom likayem es ha-mitzvah. So Tosfos asks on that answer, right, the different Baal Tosfos, mezuzah yechiya. The answer is that it's choluk, the din bayis, b'negeya to mitzvahs mezuzah, from the din bayis, b'negeya to mitzvahs ner Chanukah. The din bayis by mezuzah is a din in the choyvas ha'odom, choyvas gavra. In other words, nobody's mechuyiv in a mezuzah unless he purchases a home. You don't have to purchase a home. It's a choyvas hador. Leko bayis, you don't have a bayis, so there's no gavra bar chiyuvah. And it's not just that he's an onus in kima mitzvah, he has no kima mitzvah whatsoever. The din bayis is a din in the Chayves Gavrim. Doesn't have a bias, ain't a b'toiras mitzvahs mezuzah. However, Ner Chanukah is different. It's a Chayves Gavrim. And theoretically, Ner Chanukah we should perform by standing in Rishus HaRabim, holding candles. We know other sects, Lahavdil, do that. Who said we shouldn't do that? You have Neiros Chanukah, you stand outside, and that's it, you're mefasim as a nes. Amechuyit mefasim the great nisim chasodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the times of the Chashmonaim. So why should I stand in Rishus HaRabim for a half hour and be mefasim the nes that all the bypasses? Answer is that bias is a din in the tzuras kiyuma mitzvah. Chazal told us, how do we fulfill the mitzvah? By putting the Neiros Chanukah in a bias. But if you don't have a bias, not the pshat that you're not a gavra bar chiyuva. You remain a gavra bar chiyuva, el yironus in kiyum mitzvah. You can't perform the mitzvah. But if you can't perform a mitzvah, machmas hametzius, right? The facts don't allow you to perform the mitzvah. So that's not mafkia, the chayves gavra. You're still a chayves gavra, you have to perform the mitzvah. We have a very famous Magen Avraham lamed test. The Magen Avraham asked the question, what's going to be the din if somebody only has one arm? Right? And he writes with his right arm, doesn't have a left arm. So can he write parshas of tefillin? What does it depend on? Kol mishyeshnoi b'kshira, yeshnoi b'ksiva. Kol mishyeinu b'kshira, einu b'ksiva. Is he b'tayras the mitzvah? Is he not b'tayras the mitzvah? Says the great Magen Avraham, of course he's b'tayras the mitzvah. And of course he can write. He's called the bar kshira. Elohiza onus in kima mitzvah. He can't fulfill the mitzvah. Machmas ha-mitzvah. He doesn't have a left arm. He doesn't have a weaker arm. But he's still b'tayras the mitzvah. Nafkemino, that he can write with his right arm all the parshias that's necessary, and he can be a safer and make a good living. Also by Chanukah, it's a chayvas gavur. The Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos, says so emphatically. The Rambam says, midrabbanon, you have chayvas mitzvahs. There's also obligations. Midrabbanon, chayvas gavur. You're going mikra megillah, hadlokas ner Shabbos, and he doesn't say hadlokas by ner Chanukah, he says a ner Chanukah. So the Rambam categorized, classified Ner Chanukah under the same category as Mikra Megillah, as Ner Shabbos, and Chanukah comes under that category. In other words, the Rambam prefaced it with what? Introduction? Chayvas Gavra. The Rambam says all over in Hilchos Chanukah, Abayas is Mechuyev Lahadlich, right? Din Abayas, no stira. The Gavra is Mechuyev to make sure that in the Bayis, there are Neiros Chanukah that are lit. In other words, you need a bias for Tzuras Kiyum HaMitzvah. Therefore, Taisus answered an unbelievably good, simple answer. What's the answer to Taisus' question? No question about it. That theoretically, there could have been a Birkas HaRoyev for Mezuzah, there could have been a Birkas HaRoyev for Sukkah. However, why do we have it by Chanukah? So he said, a Lomdisha. Answer, because by Chanukah, Chazal had a worry that he should have an alternative to Mikayim the mitzvah. You know why? Because he's a Gavra Bar Chiyuva. He's a Onus in Kiyim a mitzvah. By Mezuzah, he's not B'Toyras the mitzvah. He's excluded totally from the mitzvah. So if he's excluded from the mitzvah, we have to worry for people, right, to give them alternatives. B'Shas, they're excluded from the mitzvah. This is the answer on this. That's why the words of Taisvus are so clear. Yesh kama b'nei odom she'ein lohem botim, ve'ein b'yodom l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. They don't have the opportunity for fulfillment of the mitzvah, even though they're obligated in the mitzvah. Although this might sound like Dvarim Chadoshim, the Ran in Shabbos, and we'll conclude with that, the Ran in Shabbos says so explicitly. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheshes, achsanoi chayiv l'shtatev v'prite. If I'm a guest by somebody's house, correct, so Amachuyev, a very strange type of din, Amachuyev to give him money and purchase the Ner and the Neiros and the Shemen, right? That make a king in Hadboyu, or maybe not, Moyes Koines, because by mitzvahs, so it's a Mosul Shechel, or goes to Barbonon, that Moyes is not Koines. Like a Sapoyeske. Says the Ran, what's the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes? Achsenoi, Chayev, right? Nishtadet Bepritei. Says the Ran, the loitema da have a ner chanukah ki mezuzah. Shemisha ein loy bayis potter me ikir mitzvah soy. So Mashmalon, the Aval Pisha ain't loy bayis. In Dine Mominus, he doesn't own the house. Nonetheless, it's not like mezuzah, and he's mechuyiv lishtate beprite. So he says black or white, that's the second nafmina that comes out. There's other nafminas, we don't have time to elaborate. Since it's a chayvas gavra, and bayis is no more than the oifen of kiyama mitzvah, the tzuras kiyama mitzvah, how do you fulfill the mitzvah? Through placing the name of Chanukah in a bayis. If you don't have a bayis, you're still mechuyiv in the mitzvah. So therefore, since you're still mechuyiv in the mitzvah, so Chazal had a worry that these individuals should have alternatives not to be excluded from the fulfillment of the mitzvah because they're obligated to the mitzvah. One is Birchas Haroya, and the second is Lishtate Biprite. Where does that emanate from the fact that it's a Chayvas Gavra? Let me light with a brach in the house, so that the Ran and the Rishayim said, no, you're not a Bailim. You have to be a Bailim over the house in Dine Mominus. You're not a Bailim over the house. You don't have the Kenyan papers. You're not a Seicher. You're a simple guest, Ba'almo. So, but you're still Mechuyiv. And now you have an opportunity of being in a house, even though it's not yours. So, Chazal and Mesaken, Lishtate Bepriti. Thank you very, very much. It's always a pleasure to come to such a very, very